go! Welcome to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast with your host, Steve Schaubecker. Get ready to get behind the scenes look into what it really takes to grow a business from scratch in the firearms industry. Join us as we welcome industry titans, Second Amendment enthusiasts, and special guests each week. I welcome you to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast.
Welcome back to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm Steve Schaubecker, your host, and I'm happy to be here for another episode. Today we're going to talk about avatars. No, we're not talking about the old movie with the blue guys in it. We are going to talk about avatars in the sense of a customer avatar. So a customer avatar is something that not a lot of people pay attention to as much as they should. It is a concept in business that basically lets you define who your perfect customer is and who you're trying to sell to. It's also commonly referred to as a customer persona or even an ideal customer profile. But this is one of the most powerful things you can create for your business. There have been several businesses I've seen that we've coached that have just skyrocketed, and the only missing piece was their customer avatar. Either they didn't have it, they weren't clear about it, or the biggest problem is it's not specific enough. But we're going to dive into those things with some examples, and we're going to help you define what a good customer avatar is and then walk through how to set one up properly. So if you think about a customer avatar, it should be specific enough that it can define a single person. Well, you're probably thinking things like, oh, but we have lots of different customers, or, you know, we work with a wide range of different people, or another lie that, oh, I just don't want to limit my customer base. Bullshit on all of those. Those are just excuses to not doing the work of your avatar. Here's the way to think about it. So you have a target, and you're aiming somewhere. Think of it like a target at a shooting range. Well, you're aiming for a particular point. Well, you can miss by a little bit and you may hit, but if you miss by too far, you're not going to hit the target at all and it's going to be off in space. Think about that one customer that you want to define as the bullseye on the target. That's what you're aiming for. You will naturally hit some things nearby, some people nearby with your advertising, with your ads, but they will generally be in the same area. So specifically, let's talk about, you know, what is an avatar? What exactly does it all define? So basically, an avatar is going to define everything. Think of it as it's not one-dimensional, but it's actually multidimensional. Stick with me here. By that, what I mean is it is all-encompassing in everything about a person. Like, for example, if I was going to describe myself, if I was a customer avatar, so I would be a 48-year-old male who is married, has three grown children, likes dogs, has two dogs, enjoys the Second Amendment. I like American-made muscle cars. I'm also into trucks. Favorite foods. Steak is a big one. See, all those things are pretty specific, right? You're like, well, what does diet possibly have to do with me looking for a customer if I'm selling cars? Well, all those things give you opportunities to find those clients. So basically, if we define the customer avatar down as if you were defining a single person, that gives you the flexibility to then branch out slightly. But if you think about it as one person, then you could say answer questions that'll be very, very helpful, like, well, where does this person hang out? All right, I want to sell them cars. Are they in a car club? Are they in particular groups on Facebook? Do they hang out at races? Are they a NASCAR fan? All those sorts of things will help you first define the ideal customer you want to work with. Because let's be realistic, people. There are customers that we have that spend money and there are that we enjoy, and there are customers that we don't. And if we could take and turn every customer into our ideal customer, how powerful would that be in your business? Because the things we often forget is not every customer is our customer. In effect, if you're going to make try to make everyone your customer, most likely you'll end up making no one your customer. Your advertising will be ineffective and won't speak clearly to no one, or won't speak clearly to anyone, rather. It will just be a blur, and you will just be wasting good money after bad. Now, this is true on things like Facebook ads, where you can certainly drill down in from the millions and millions of people to, say, a couple hundred thousand of your perfect customers to show your ads to, or even just a general branding message within your company. You know, it's going to speak to certain people. It's not going to speak to others. Like, for example, with our Sheepdog brand, it speaks to a particular person or particular type of person. Now, we have our avatar clearly defined down, and like just like the target I spoke of, we're aiming for that particular customer. Now, we're going to get a lot of other customers because we're not going to hit the mark every time, and we'll pull a lot of people in that are at least close to that customer in several ways. And those will also turn out to be excellent customers also. But we also realize that not everyone is our customer. There are people that, whether it be politically, don't agree with what we sell, or whether just by message, just don't agree with our belief system and our core values. And that's absolutely okay. There are so many potential customers out there that we don't need to take everyone. And by focusing on the ones that are perfect for us, it helps us grow faster and more effectively. And quite honestly, makes life a lot better for us and our employees because we're dealing with the people that believe in our message and that believe in what we're doing and that believe it is more about the greater good and the Second Amendment and the Constitution and focusing on those things than simply buying and selling boxes. You know, if you break down your business to simply be trying to sell boxes and chase dollars, maybe you fall into a niche and maybe you're effective for a little bit while, but sooner or later, it's not going to be sustainable. Therefore, it's very important to start with the customer avatar. Start with the customer avatar, and then from there, integrate in your branding message and who you are and your core values into everything you do. See, I know we've talked about a lot of these things before, not specifically the avatar, but core values we've talked about quite a bit. And the more you tie them all together and the more you realize everything is connected, the more successful you're going to be. When we sit down with a new coaching client, one of the first questions we asked is, who are your customers? What does your avatar look like? And probably 90% of the time, if not more, the answers are either anybody that wants to buy my product, or they're very wish-washy. Like, oh, they're males 34 to 45 years old. Yeah, that's who buys our product, males 34 to 45 years old. And it's just nowhere near specific enough. You're just targeting too many people. And therefore, you're wasting money on advertising and you're wasting time on growing. And you're just not being as effective. Now, when you use a customer avatar, specifically talking about advertising or marketing and sales, it'll affect every process. Like when you're using content marketing or SEO, if you're writing a blog post, making a video, podcast, lead magnet, whatever, if you're not specifically tailoring those to your customer and their specific avatar, again, they're not going to be as effective. We already talked about like paid traffic, you know, or even like Google ad platforms. Again, if you're targeting people that are not your particular avatar, I mean, you're not going to win. And given there's going to be a margin of error when you target, you're not going to be able to target so specific like we want to set up our avatar. But then like the target analogy we gave is you may miss your exact customer by a little bit, but you'll still be effective and you'll still get the rounds on target. You know, even things like email marketing or even, you know, your copy on your website, how your website is designed, it should all speak to that particular client. Like, for example, say even the firearms industry. If our avatar was a young male, say 25 or so, or say it was an older female, say in her 60s, how different would our website look? How different would our messaging be? Even things as simple as how different would our color schemes be? Well, they would be very, very different. In order for them to be effective on one person or one group, they may need to be set up and say a completely different thing. And we can be selling the exact same product. There doesn't have to be a product difference. It can be just simply who you're speaking to. You look at things like even like friends group or associates or even people we choose to do business with. We're making choices based upon how their message and how their branding and how their copy are communicating what they're selling and what kind of connection we feel. That's what the avatar brings. It allows you to connect at a deeper level and hopefully in the process, if you're doing everything right, connect with that customer deeper and make it not simply a one-off customer, but make it a deeper customer, make it someone who becomes a raving fan, who really becomes just a part of your family, a part of your culture, a part of your customer base, but it's deeper than that. Like, for example, we call our customers at Sheepdog the Sheepdog family. And the reason we do that is because we believe it. It's part of our core values. Everyone that comes in the door, we want them to feel comfortable wherever they're at, whether they know a little about firearms or whether they know a lot. We want them to feel comfortable. We want to meet them where they are. We want to make sure it's a no pressure sales environment, but that we're also right there to answer any questions that they need. And by doing that, it's been amazing in the difference it's made in our sales, amazing that the difference it's made in how customers feel when they come in, how customers feel when they leave. And also it's really expanded our avatar just a little bit because while everyone is welcome, everyone will not come. But it's very important to know that what we're doing with our avatar keeps us focused on the ideal customers we want to create. Now, from a standpoint too, is it's a business. What are we here for? We're here to make money. So in order to make the most money possible, we want to attract the perfect customer. Because let's face it, say Gunshop, for example, say Sheepdog. Let's just use this as an example. Do we want to attract a customer that comes in and buys a box of ammo every few months? Or do we want to attract a customer that comes and buys a gun, a holster, some ammo, and then they come back and buy another gun? And then they buy a even more expensive gun, or they have us build a custom gun. We want to get the higher ticket sales and the higher ticket customers that really just love shooting. They love guns. And even the ones that are just coming into it are honestly, most a lot of times, our ideal customer because they don't have anything. You know, if you're a guy that has 100 guns at home, you're to the point where you're not even sure everything that you have. You're not as passionate about it. Like anything, when we start something, we are always the most passionate about it in the beginning and the most into it. And we have the most holes to fill in our arsenal if we're talking the firearms industry. So when we talk about things like conversion rates and all those sorts of things, when you're talking about online sales, those are all things that tie directly back to your customer avatar. It can be good or it can be bad. If you're sending your ads at the proper customer, your conversion rate is going to be better. If you have a very wide range or you're sitting at too wide or your customer avatar isn't clearly defined, then you're simply not going to do well. There's a lot of different aspects of the customer avatar. The things we think about first are, of course, you know, just age, demographics, you know, even employment, what things they like. While those are all important, the things we really need to think about and drill down on even further are challenges, pain points. You know, there's two different ways to make people buy, of course. You know, you can either sell through pleasure or sell through pain. Any idea which one is more effective? It's selling through pain. It's knowing, okay, you're right here right now. We understand that. You realize that. Well, what if we had a solution that could get you over here? Like, for example, firearms industry. Someone is a new shooter. In Illinois here, we have to have a FOID card. So they just got their FOID card. They don't own any firearms. Their driving reason behind doing that is fear. Because, sadly, there's a lot of crazy, crazy shit going on right now in Chicagoland. We won't get into it, but there's just a ton of crazy things where people that have never felt the need before are feeling the need to arm themselves and to get some training to be able to properly protect their families like we all should be able to under the Second Amendment. Well, they come in and they're in a state of fear from what's going on, but they don't necessarily know the solution. They don't know what it looks like. They firearms are overwhelming. So we take them on a short ride, and we teach them through the talk of say, okay, well, you're right here. We're going to come alongside you. And here's some things that you can do. Say, hey, let's find you a firearm that you're comfortable with, and let's set you up with some training classes. And then maybe if you're up to it, we can even get you in our concealed carry class too. So that way you'll be able to apply, and after the process, you would be able to carry a loaded weapon in your car or even on your person if you feel the need to. And by showing them, hey, you're in this state here of fear and pain, and then this is what it looks like over here, well, it becomes a no-brain decision for them. They, of course, want to go from point A to point B. That's why they're even looking into it. That's why they're even on your page or in your store or whatever. So you are simply helping them solve a problem that they want to solve, and that it hurts them, whether it's physical pain or mental pain or even like, you know, even like FOMO, even just the fear of missing out, of the pain involved with that. You know, that can be quite painful for some people in some situations. You know, keeping up with the Joneses is a real thing, and like it or not, it's probably here to stay. It's been around forever, and people are always competitive. And so the next thing I want to talk about is multiple customer avatars. So that's very possible. But the thing to think about is, even if there's multiples, we're not going to create one wide net. We're going to create several small nets. So say you figure out that your hottest customers, your best customers, are in a couple different groups. It can even be two or three different groups. I would always say start with one, get very proficient at one avatar, and then expand into multiple avatars. But say, for example, you have one avatar that's a, you know, 25-year-old male, and you have another avatar that's a 32-year-old female. That's absolutely okay. You can have several avatars to target. You just have to remember that when you have a separate avatar, that means that everything needs to be different. That you need to speak, maybe you might need to speak to them differently. Your color schemes might need to be different. Even your offer might need to be different. Everyone is not created the same, and by staying with these specific avatars, we can make sure that each person is hearing the message that they need to hear at the time they need to hear it, providing the offer that they will respond to. So if you remember those things, it will help you be much, much more effective. Well, I know I threw a lot of information at you today, and there is just so much deeper we can dive in, go down rabbit holes on avatars also. But if there's anything else I can do for you, certainly reach out. All of my information can be found on the podcast page, or you can certainly find me on social media. I'm on Instagram, I'm Steve Schaubacher Official, with an underscore after Steve and an underscore after Schaubacher. Or you can find me on Facebook, where I'm steve.schaubacher. Feel free to hit me in the DMs. I'd love to chat. If there's anything I can do for you, we can get you connected with myself or one of my coaches, and we can get you in the Tactical Entrepreneur Academy and get you some help and some information and walk through these things with you. As always, thank you for listening. Please, if you think someone else can benefit from this information, send them a link to the podcast. Tag them. Don't forget to subscribe and also leave us a review if you haven't. Thank you to the 400 or so that have already left us a review. We appreciate that, and that helps the algorithm, so it helps Apple take our podcast in front of even more people. Until next week, I'm Steve Schaubacher, the Tactical Entrepreneur. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast. If you're still listening to this episode, that means you gained some type of value. So if you could share this to a friend, leave a review, and make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode of Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast.